even on injury time, they've got themselves into good situations. Here's Gavin McAteer trying to work on open on the edge of the area, delivers one in, header from Max Hutchinson, and there's the winning goal. Finn Harps have rescued 3 points from this one. Gavin McAteer, a piece of magic from the teenager, his delivery into the area, met at the near post by Max Hutchinson. He threw himself at it, and the header goes into the bottom corner past Matthew Connor. The Kerry players are dejected. They thought they'd done enough to hang on for at least a share of the spoils in this one, but it looks as if Harps have stolen it late in this contest. We're deep in injury time, and it's the Finn Harps supporters who are celebrating what looks like a late winner here. I think it's Max Hutchinson is the man that headed it in. We'll confirm that. Certainly he's the player that's getting all the congratulations. It is indeed Max Hutchinson, a brilliant header from the midfielder who's played well tonight in there. He had to fill in a defensive situation here on Monday night against Bray, but up into his preferred midfield position, and he's come up with the goods in the dying moments of this game. This could be a big result for Harps. Kerry are not happy. There's a yellow card going to be shown to one of the backroom team over here in front of us. You can hear the reaction from the home supporters, and this game was crying out for a goal, and it's Harps who have come up with it, and this will be a situation where Harps will stay in touch with the playoff positions. They'll close the gap, in fact, to just 3 points, because Bray will overtake Cove Ramblers tonight, so they'll go into the last of the playoff positions, and they have beaten Cove by 5-1 tonight. Cork City are back on top. Here comes Harps again. They've won possession back from the kickoff. Here's young Owen McHugh. He can slip in Aaron McLaughlin. It'll go to Aaron McLaughlin. Shot comes in. Good save. Great save from Matthew Connor. What a brilliant reaction stop from the Kerry goalkeeper. It's going to be a corner kick to Harps down towards our left. They're attacking the town end goals in this second half. We've gone past the 5 minutes of injury time at the end. We've played six, in fact, so this will probably be the last action, and the ball is exactly where Harps will want it, because they're leading by a goal to nil. And I was going to say Cork back on top in the first division, because they've won tonight by 3-1 against UCD. In the Premier Division, another disappointing night for Derry City. They have lost at Drogheda United by a goal to nil. Shamrock Rovers have won 3-1 at Galway. St. Pat's and Waterford, where they're under the closing stages there, they're leading by 4-1 as the final whistle goes here at Finn Park. That's the last action. That corner kick over on the far side was taken, and then the referee Ryan Maher brings proceedings to an end, and it's Finn Harps who are celebrating a second win on the bounce. Remember, they beat Bray here on Monday night by 2-1, and it looked as if this one was going to end in a draw. Joel Bradley Walsh, remember, missing a penalty kick for Harps just after the hour mark. Kerry had their chances. Ryan Kelleher striking the crossbar, but it's Max Hutchinson who is the match winning hero tonight. A brilliant header, threw himself at Gavin McAteer's brilliant cross from the right hand side. You needed a piece of magic, you needed a piece of quality, and McAteer certainly came up with that cross, and Max Hutchinson bravely getting in there to head past Matthew Connor. It's all over here, Marty. An exciting end to the contest where it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Kerry FC 0.